Today is the 16th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 3. Brethren, I pray you not to faint at my tribulations for you, which are your glory. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom all paternity in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened by his Spirit, with might unto the inward man, that Christ may dwell by faith in your hearts, that being rooted and founded in charity, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and depth, to know also the charity of Christ, which surpasseth all knowledge, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do all things more abundantly than we desire or understand, according to the power that worketh in us, to him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus, unto all generations, world without end. Amen. And the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 14. At that time when Jesus went into the house of one of the chief of the Pharisees on the Sabbath day to eat bread, they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him that had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? But they held their peace. But he taking him healed him and sent him away. And answering them he said, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fall into a pit, and will not immediately draw him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him these things. And he spoke a parable also to them that were invited, marking how they chose the first seats at the table, saying to them, When thou art invited to a wedding, sit not down at the first place, lest perhaps one more honorable than thou be invited by him. And he that invited thee and him come and say to thee, Give this man place, and then thou shalt begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when thou art invited, go sit down in the lowest place, that when he who invited thee cometh, he may say to thee, Friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have glory before them that sit at table with thee. Because every one that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Everyone who exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, in today's Mass, we commemorate the Feast of the Impression of the Stigmata of St. Francis. And St. Francis lived in the 12th century in the town of Assisi in Italy. He was the son of a wealthy cloth merchant, and as a young man, Francis led a worldly and selfish life. His early life was filled with amusements and friends. His great ambition was to be a soldier and to win fame and honor for himself. However, he was captured and imprisoned during one of the many civil wars going on in Italy at the time. And during his time in prison, Francis had a chance to think about his life and the purpose of life. Up until that point, he had lived for himself and really didn't care whether or not he offended God. He was a Catholic, but his faith had very little practical influence on his life. But now he saw clearly the folly of his ambitious life. So Francis gave up his worldly ways, and he founded the Order of the Friars Minor, the Franciscans, and devoted himself to a life of heroic poverty and virtue. Now on a certain morning towards the end of his life, Francis was kneeling in prayer by some rocks on a mountain, and suddenly a seraph, an angel, appeared on a ledge of rock just above him. And Francis saw that it seemed as though this seraph was crucified. It had 6 wings, 2 were lifted upward, sharp and straight, and 2 still outstretched as if it were flying, and 2 closely encasing its body. And as Francis beheld the vision, as he himself would later say, his love for his Creator was like an agony, piercing his hands and feet and side. At last the seraph departed, and then Francis looked down at his hands and feet. The red wounds of the crucified gaped in them. He felt his side, and his hand came away covered with blood. And in that moment, he understood that he would experience the same kind of suffering that his Savior had endured. My dear friends, from an ambitious youth, Francis turned into a model of charity, patience, poverty, and many other virtues. Our Lord impressed on his hands and feet and in his side the wounds of the Passion, a sign of the close union of St. Francis with our Lord, and a mark of the great holiness that Francis had achieved. But the root or the foundation of this marvelous transition from selfishness to sainthood was humility. And this humility came from Francis's realization that he was a sinner. He had offended God, and so he considered himself the least of all men. St. Bernard tells us that humility is a true knowledge of ourselves, which makes us confess our sinfulness. We may say, in other words, that the object or the purpose of this virtue is to make us recognize our sins and that we are abject sinners. And thus, humility is the foundation of all other virtues. And this is the lesson that we read in today's gospel. See, as our Lord spoke against the pride of the haughty Pharisees, he gave the analogy of the man invited to a dinner. He explains that when a man goes to dinner, he should choose the lowest place at the table. And that way, when his host comes in, he will tell this special friend to go up higher, to take a place closer to the host himself, a place of honor. For our Lord says, "He that humbles himself shall be exalted." That is, better than having the seat of honor at table, the humble man will gain a high place for himself in heaven. And what better example can we have of putting the message of this gospel into practice than the example of St. Francis? You see, the stigmata is an extraordinary mark of God's love for a certain person. And it shows that this person has become very holy and that he is very close to God. So after receiving the stigmata, St. Francis could have considered himself very holy, better than almost every other man. Nevertheless, St. Francis was so humble that he still considered himself the greatest of sinners. He realized that the stigmata was a gift of God and that he was unworthy of it. Now each day we encounter numerous crosses. They may be little crosses such as bad traffic on our way to work, tiredness, an interruption, or bigger crosses such as the sickness or loss of a loved one. And how do we react to these crosses? We can become discouraged, upset, or impatient when we have this or that cross to bear. But the humble man bears his crosses with patience and charity. He recognizes his place before God. He was created by God. All good comes from God. And yet he has offended God. He has turned his back on him and has responded with ingratitude numerous times. He owes a great debt to God, and these crosses are his opportunity to pay that debt. And how true this was of St. Francis. He was able to give up his life of comfort and ease, to practice virtue, to live a life of extreme poverty, and even to suffer the wounds of Christ, because in his humility, he saw that he was a sinner. He had a debt to pay. And so when you have a cross to bear, annoyances, difficulties, fatigue, or illnesses, remember that, like St. Francis, we are sinners. And this thought will help you to bear these difficulties and troubles patiently and cheerfully. Put up with the people and the circumstances that annoy you. Treat others, including and especially your family members, with kindness and patience, so that you can repair for the times that you have offended our Lord. Our Lord has promised a place in heaven for the humble man. Remember then what you have done, how you have treated God, and what you deserve for your sins. Like St. Francis, humbly admit your faults and patiently bear with all the trials of life to make reparation for these sins. And if you do this, you will hear the words of our Lord from today's Gospel. Come up higher, friend. Come up higher and enjoy the glories of heaven for all eternity. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.